here. And no excuses this time. There's nobody out here, and this is the only parking spot, so the windows are staying down and that heater is being turned off. Some of us don't quite fear the cold. What's that? You want the blindfold taken off? Well, since you asked just so nicely, and it is our anniversary, I think I can allow one small concession. Now that your eyesight has been magically restored, what do you think of my outfit, pretty boy? And your eyes wander straight to my heels. Go on, sweetheart. Start your journey from my stiletto black heels all the way past my tight leather jeans, black leather jacket, and finally my pillowy lips, perfect for getting to know you. Hey. My eyes are up here, tiger. You don't clean up too badly yourself. Except for that raggedy jacket you insist on wearing everywhere. Does it even keep you warm? You're probably wondering why I insisted on us coming all the way out here for our anniversary. Just to sink my fangs into your cute little neck. Well, I'll explain myself. But first, you've got to keep those pretty eyes focused on mine. Existence, at least for me, quickly became an endless, unfeeling march. Somewhere around the 300-year mark, everything just became numb. And I think that the best way to inject some spark back into my life might be to suck a little bit of yours out. Judging by those rosy cheeks, I think you and I have very different ideas of how this is going to work. So allow me to clear that up for you. Sweetheart, I'm gonna charm you and then make you mine. Now, if I just place my hand flat against your chest, shush, I know it's cold. A vampire. Look, just a few more seconds and that quippy attitude is gonna be dialed back down to zero. You know the head rush. That's a side effect from staring at enchanting vampires. Or maybe that's just a charm I placed on you. No, I'm not trying to hex you or anything so basic. Besides, feel that? That's your heart pumping so much easier, pushing all that warm, luscious red all through your body, from the tips of your toes to that furrowed brow. And I can make all that blood do whatever I want. Do try and stay focused. My eyes are up here. So, before I sink my 800-year-old fangs into your neck and give you a kiss that will last you the rest of your life, I've gotta know. Lipstick, red or black? Red is going to blend in with your new piercings, but everyone will know that you've been dating a bloodthirsty bitch of the night sooner or later. Black is always in fashion, but you seem like a special case. I think what you need is the deepest, darkest shade of red smooshed up and down that dainty neck of yours. What if I have fangs deep in that cute little neck? I might just plant a few extra kisses on either side, just to make sure it heals correctly. Now that I look the part, it's time to make sure you're ready. So, close your eyes and take a deep, refreshing breath. As you empty your lungs, I want you to empty your mind and look deeply into my eyes. There you go. Just let everything else but you and me fall away. I want you completely focused on my voice and that growing need to let everything go. We're together now, and very soon. Being enthralled is such a deep, disarming feeling, isn't it, Pet? I think you're just about ready. All that's left is for you to let that heavy head of yours rest upon my chest. Look up into my eyes and breathe. Feel those final shreds of doubt and resistance fizzling out. You know what you want, and you know exactly how to get it. Just lean against me and dream. That's right, cutie. Be dreamy and doe-eyed for your miss. Now, this won't even hurt. In fact, I think you'll enjoy this. I never grow tired of that taste. As you can imagine, that wasn't a normal feeding. Currently, your body is trying to adapt to the curse I placed upon it. You're gonna find it rather difficult to move for a while, so I believe it's only fair that I provide entertainment and explaining exactly what we're doing out here. Besides admiring the beautiful view and filling her lungs with a thick air of romance. To answer your question, almost 100 years ago, I met a man by this lake and experienced the closest thing to real love a vampire can have. I lost him. I've decided I'm not letting anybody ever take that away from me again. Not even time. See, very few people like him exist. And, well, very few people like you exist. And this time, nothing will get between us. A small age gap changed that? I mean, what's a couple hundred years between friends, right? Love and the pursuit of what love is drove me out here. And I hope that, I really do hope that you feel the same. Because when I say I love you, I don't just mean whenever it's easy or convenient. Never mind that you're the epitome of a heartthrob. When I say I love you, I mean all of you. Every last inch. And I cannot bear to wake up every day and lose a little bit more of you to the endless march of time. If I drink from you while you're not under my influence, if you allow yourself to resist my temptations and magic and let me sink my fangs into your gorgeous skin with the pain of consensual death, we can never go back. It's just going to be you and me for eternity and nothing. Nothing would ignite the spark of my soul more than an eternity spent with you. That charm should just be about done washing over you, and that means I need your final answer. And it must come from your heart, soul, and mind. Untainted and pure. And finally, before entwining our fates together on this chilly winter night, will you offer your throat to the immortal with the red eyes? I bet you say that to all the girls. So now I've sunk my fangs deep into your acute neck and turned you into a creature of the night. Your heart has pumped its final load of untainted blood into your veins. And I think we can make it a little more memorable. Care to show your new vampire mistress exactly how good she is at selecting a soulmate? Mm. move those unnecessary layers of clothing. I have to teach you some spells now that you've joined the darker side of existence. For instance. What's wrong? Your clothes are disintegrating. Isn't that just awful? What kind of cruel, magical force would leave you completely naked? Well, except for that jacket. And staying on. Oh my. Looks like the last of your human blood retreated all the way down to the safest place for it. You certainly were the right choice. A good heart. A gorgeous soul. And one tantalizing cock. Let's use a little bit more magic. To make it really throb for me. If you focus really hard, you just might be able to stop yourself from losing all your senses and becoming a mindless fuck machine. While you deal with your rather large problem, I'm gonna try and make myself more comfortable. I need a little bit less. That leather jacket actually kind of suits you. Maybe it's just from this angle. But all this strutting about in my vampy mistress attire has tired out my poor legs. You've been keeping that seat nice and warm for me, haven't you? And after all, how can I resist testing out my newest acquisition? Let me just quickly lose the leather pants before you cover them with something less crimson. So, how does 700 years of toning look from that angle? Good. I think you could do much, much better than that. How about I just lower myself all the way down and stop right there? My sanguine cunt balancing just above that poor blood-filled cock. It's just begging for release, and you aren't going to get it yet. When I ask you to compliment me, you compliment me. I understand words aren't the only thing that's hard right now, but unless you want it to get even harder, I suggest you start getting creative. I'll accept that. For now. Let's see if concentrating all that blood into your cock has made you an even better fuckbet. Oh, your cock is just begging to expel the last of your humanity deep inside of your mistress. To experience one another. Fate's becoming a salacious cloak wrapped around our carnal desires. Ooh. Now that I've sucked in your neck for a bit, I think it's about time that I suck in your cock. Glad I chose that red lipstick now. Yes. That was splendid. So what? It's not gonna kill me. I can't die, remember? And now, neither can you. How does that feel? Shine on your crazy diamond.
All the time.